Oh, have you? I've seen him. Where was this church? Where was this church we were in Indianapolis? You remember? Christian, First Christian Church. And you never saw anything like it? I was preaching, and along come a bomb threat. I said, don't worry, folk, there's a bomb. I mean, folk went out, those preachers, those fat ladies, went out the windows. They fell out, climbed over children. I had to protect little children. They climbed over. Nobody was left but us. Nothing happened. They fell over themselves getting out. They invited us and the bomb. Somebody threatened to bomb them out. They were white folk and they invited us. And somebody threatened. They said, the bombs are already there and they're going to blow you up. And I never saw people run so fast in their life, climbing over each other. And the preacher was the first one to leap out the window. So they better get over here. And I mean this seriously. You better tell people, get over here where somebody will look after you. And let everybody know we're not going to stop till we get these devils. Now I've made a vow, we're going to get these devils. Peace. So who's going to help us to get rid of the material things so I don't have to worry about it? If you take care of the material things so I can get my house back for the San Francisco people, then I will be able to spend all my time just looking after getting those devils. And I know you'd like for me to get them, so don't let me worry about things like this. Like today I had to worry about telling people to cut off the telephones over there and cut off the utilities. A lot of these things we're just going to have to learn to get a powerful committee on each temple to think for themselves and get some things done fast. Here there was phone service in there. People could climb through the room and make $100,000 worth of long-distance phones. And if your phone is still if it's still unattached, you have to pay that bill. If somebody breaks in your house by burglary and uses your phone, it's your problem. Worst things ever invented. That's why I meditate on them so much. People saw how I meditated on the trip. It's beautiful. I meditate on them. I get all my gambling spirit out with the phones. I just said, I want some. I'm tired of paying these phones. I meditate, money to fall out of them. And I'd start putting money in for them. They wouldn't take it. Got one operator. I didn't want to hurt the operator. Said, well, they're not taking the money. She said, well, try it one more time. And went right down through like the a loose stool. So she said, if it's working for you, try it. And today it was working for me again. I just working all these phones all over this town again today. I wish they put nothing but paid telephones in our churches, because when we really needed to get out, I know how to get out. I made today, I'm not going to tell you where, but I made 9 calls this day, long distance calls, and I didn't pay for one of them. I can't help it if the money falls out. People can tell you, they can tell you, the money falls out on me, I'll go to a telephone, the money just falls out. So one day, if I get liberty, I haven't felt the freedom yet, one day I'm going to go to Reno and see what I can work one of them things. I don't go. I don't believe in gambling. You better not mess with them because they're all rigged. But I got somebody inside me that knows how to out-rig any rigger. Maybe it's just meant for telephones, because I've had no liberty for anybody to go to Reno. Only one woman, one time. It would hurt the family, and she went and got $7,000. It would hurt the family if we'd had to help her, and it was an emergency. So don't you go unless I tell you. She got $7,000 till they said they closed down the place, said, we're not going to open this place till you go home. I didn't have pictures in those days, so I just took a little piece off the bottom of my shirt, and I said, you use this, honey. She's sitting here. She knows what I'm talking about. But it was a matter we had to have the money quick, and it would have hurt the family. And so that's the only time I've had the liberty to do it. But when I do get the liberty, well, we'll do it. But if you go on your own, you'll get in trouble. Right now, it's up to us to take care of this thing. If we've got it, we should do it. We should have the faith to give money. If I've got the faith to keep things from harming you, got the faith to bring somebody through a grill, one 6-inch grill, and then Sister Smith's not a small woman. She's a lively, chubby little gal. Well, I'm not speaking derogatorily. I just think it's a miracle because she certainly has got more width and more length than 6 inches, I'll tell you. So if I can do that for a person like that, then why don't we do these things to help me not have to worry, because I'm not taking a penny of this. So let's get on. Brother Johnson's helped us. Is there somebody else?